十一节，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Just as you know how we were exalting and encouraging and employing each one of you as a father with his own children.
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国、得他荣耀的神。
So that you may walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
那我们特别注意的就是我们的神是召我们进入他的国、得他的荣耀。
In particular, let's notice that our God is the one who calls us into his own kingdom and glory.
讲到他的国要进入
When we talk about his kingdom, it is about entering into his kingdom.
讲到他的荣耀要得到
And we talk about his glory is to obtain his glory.
所以我们今天蒙召一面是进入他的国度
So today when we are called, on the one hand, we are entering into his kingdom.
那另一面呢乃是得着他的荣耀
On the other hand, is to obtain his glory.
我们低头再有点简单祷告
Shall we close in a word of prayer?
主啊，我们感谢你又一次召聚我们在你的脚前。
Lord, thank you once again. You call us into your feet before your presence.
我们把这点时间恭敬交在你的手里。
We place this time before you.
但愿你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
You give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真的认识你。
That we might be able to truly know you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear this our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
阿门。刚才我们所读的圣经是很重要的一段圣经。
Just now the passage we read is a very important one.
帖撒罗尼迦教会在那个时候是刚刚生下来没有多久的婴孩。
The church of Thessalonica was just born for a couple of months during that time.
他们不懂得很多的道理。
They do not know much doctrines.
但他们做基督徒，他们应该知道怎么样行事，怎么样为人。
As Christians, they ought to know how to walk accordingly.
所以保罗叮咛他们。
And so Paul encouraged them.
他说：“你们的行事。”要对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
And so Paul said, walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
这些人本来拜偶像的。
Originally, they worship idols.
现在他们离弃偶像归向神。
Now they forsook the idols and turned to God.
那他们当然有了一个新的生活。
Now they have a new way of living.
他们人生开始了新的一章。
And so their life has a new page.
但是保罗特别提醒他们
And so Paul reminded them,
他们本来是拜偶像的现在不拜偶像
Originally they worship idols, but now not.
是因为神呼召他们
Because God called them.
从黑暗的权势要转向要转到爱子的国里
From the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son.
从前是在黑暗的权势底下
In the past they were under the realm of the darkness.
现在呢要转到爱子迁到爱子的国里
Now they are to be transferred into the kingdom of his beloved son.
所以他们是被呼召进入神的国
And so they have been called into God's kingdom.
也是要得着他的荣耀
And to obtain his glory.
那么当我们读马太福音的时候
When we read Matthew,
我们就明白这个国有个性质圣经称特别说是天国
The Bible, especially when we read Matthew, God calls it heavenly kingdom.
神的国就是神掌权的范围
The kingdom of God is the realm through which God reigns.
天国就是天掌权的范围
The kingdom of heaven or heavenly kingdom is the realm of which heaven reigns.
虽然我们在地上好像在天上一样。
It's as if we are on earth, but we are in heaven.
我们蒙恩得救以后。
After we are saved.
我们仍旧在地上。
We are still on earth.
但是我们真是看见在这里好像在人间的天堂一样。
Although we are here, it's as if we are in heaven.
那就证明说我们已经被呼召进入这个天国。
That is to mean we have been called into that kingdom.
这个国的特点就是天的特点。
This specialty of this kingdom is heavenly.
这个特点一切都是属天的。
Everything is heavenward.
那这是神对我们的呼召。
This is why God has called us.
那刚在马太福音刚开始，你记得主耶稣的先锋就是施洗约翰，他说：“天国近了，你们应当要悔改。”
So the forerunner of our Lord Jesus who recalled is John the Baptist. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他为什么说天国近了呢
？Why is it the kingdom of heaven is at hand？
因为天国的王近了。
Because the king of the kingdom is near.
一个国家一定一个国度一定要有个王有百姓。
A kingdom must have a king and the subjects.
所以现在王终于来到了。
And so the king has finally come.
所以主耶稣就是这个国度里面的王。
And so.The Lord Jesus is the King of this kingdom.
但是后来主耶稣自己出来传道的时候
So when the Lord Jesus came to preach,
他也说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He also said that repent for the kingdom of heaven.
那王已经来了，为什么还说近了呢
？If the king is here, then why is still the kingdom?
他应该说天国到了，你们应当悔改。
He should have said the kingdom has come and you ought to repent.
但是不要忘记，他是说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
But he still said the kingdom is near, it's at hand, you need to repent.
所以我们才晓得原来国度里面的王已经到了，但是呢百姓还没有准备好。
So we know that the king has come, but the subjects are not present yet.
所以你记不记得主就呼召彼得雅各。
And so you know that Jesus called Peter and James.
主也呼召约翰彼得安德烈，主也呼召雅各约翰。
So the Lord called Peter and John and James and Andrew and Peter.
然后你看我们的主也呼召腓力，也呼召拿但业。
And he also called Philip and Nathaniel.
所以主呼召他的门徒。
And so God called his disciples.
那为什么呢？
Why?
就是要他们做天国的子民。
So that they can be sons of the kingdom.
只有他们变成 sons of kingdom, 变成天国的子民，那这个时候国度就开始了。
And so when they become sons of the kingdom, then the kingdom.
所以这些门徒们他们聚集在一起。
And so the disciples came together.
在五旬节那一天。
On the day of Pentecost.
那么那一天呢，我们知道教会就诞生了。
And so the church was born on Pentecost.
因为圣灵降下来，就把120个肢体，100个个体，就变成了基督身体上的120个肢体。
And so when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit brought together 120 members into one.
主说，我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
The Lord said, I want to build my church upon this rock.
五旬节那一天诞生了。
So the church was born on the day of Pentecost.
所以彼得就拿着主耶稣给他的钥匙。
And so Peter brought the key that the Lord gave him.
就把天国的门就打开了。
And the doors of kingdom was open.
所以什么时候教会诞生，什么时候就是天国开国的时候。
And so when the church was born, that very moment is also the opening of the kingdom.
所以五旬节不光是教会的生日，五旬节也是天国的生日。
And so the Pentecost is not only the birthday of the church, but also the kingdom of heaven.
在这以前，主耶稣只能说天国近了。
Before that, the Lord Jesus can only say the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
但是五旬节那天，彼得说天国到了。
But on the day of Pentecost, Peter said the kingdom of heaven has come.
所以你知道，天国乃是从主耶稣第一次来开始撒种开始。
And so the kingdom of heaven began at the time the Lord Jesus came and sowed the seed.
到了五旬节，你知道天国果然诞生了。
And so on the day of Pentecost, you know that.The kingdom of heaven has born.
我们这些蒙主恩典的人
，We who are redeemed by the Lord，
就好像主耶稣在马太福音13章所说的7个比喻的第一个比喻。
We are like the parables the Lord said in Matthew chapter 13.
主耶稣是一个流泪撒种的人。
The Lord Jesus was born to sow in tears.
那个种子乃是天国的道 ，the word of kingdom.
That seed that was sown is the word of the kingdom.
因为只有当我们接受 the word of kingdom， 我们就变成 sons of kingdom， 我们就变成天国的子民。
Only after accepting the word of the kingdom, then we become sons of the kingdom.
那天国就到了。
Then the kingdom of heaven has come.
那今天怎么办呢
？So what do we do today?
第二个比喻。
The second parable.
主耶稣就把我们这些天国之子当作种子，就撒在这个世界里面。
The Lord took us as sons of the kingdom and sown us as seed into the field of this world.
我们这些种子都是麦种。
We are wheat.
主耶稣是一粒麦子。
The Lord is one grain of wheat.
他落在地里，死了，结出许多的子粒来。
And having been sown into the ground, this brought forth much fruit.
所以现在呢，神就把我们这些麦子种在这个世界上。
And so the Lord took us as wheat, put us into the ground.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
结果麦子就成熟了。
And so the grain of wheat became mature.
等到成熟的时候，他就来，农夫就来收割了。
So after maturing, the farmers came to reap.
那把它放在仓里，或者放在房子，放在家里。
Putting all this wheat into the store grains.
我们是在地上。
We are on this world.
神的家是在天上。
God's house is in heaven.
所以收割的意思就是说，把麦子从田里搬到家里。
And so to reap, to harvest is to take the grain from the field to the.
那就是把我们这些人从地上搬到天上。
And that is to bring us from the earth to heaven.
这就是 rapture， 这就是被提了。
This is rapture.
所以被提很清楚，在圣经里面就指的收割说的。
And so rapture in the Bible is very clear to do with reaping.
我们已经成熟了。
We are mature.
感谢主，
Thank
you, 我们都成熟了。
We are all mature.
那么怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
现在我们要被提到天上。
So now we are to be raptured to heaven.
然后不止如此。
Not only so.
这个1000年国就开始了。
And then the 1000 years millennial kingdom.
那么主回来以后，千年国就开始了。
So when the Lord comes back, the millennial kingdom.
然后第二个比喻告诉我们。
So the second parable tells us.
这个天国有两个 compartment.
So this heavenly kingdom has 2 compartments.
那一个是属天的 heavenly 的。
So the one portion is heavenly.
一个是属地的。
Another compartment. causes of me.
那么我们今天如果与主一同受苦，
Today if we suffer with him,
我们就要和他一同得荣耀。
We will also reign with him.
我们要管理五座城、十座城。
We will govern over five cities, 10 cities.
那是在地上的国度。
This is an earthly kingdom.
那个国度就是弥赛亚国。
And that's the Messianic kingdom.
那个也就是的人子的国。
And that is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
有一千年之久。
It's 1,000 years.
但是这个不是天国最主要的。
This is not the main point of the heavenly kingdom.
就是说 the kingdom of heaven proper 就是最本部的是属天的部分。
The kingdom of heaven proper is the kingdom of the heavens.
你看，神就把我们招我们就进到这个属天的部分。
So God calls us into this heavenly compartment.
然后我们在那里要与主一同发光。
Then we will shine forth with the Lord.
所以天是我们住的地方。
And so heaven is where we live.
地是我们办公的地方。
Earth is where we work.
我们在地上与他一同掌权。
On earth we reign with him.
因为我们在天上与他一同发光，
Because in heaven we shine for him.
而且我们一千年要和主一同享受宴席。
And for 1,000 years we will enjoy feast with him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
你看见吗？到了这个千禧年的时候，
so, come to 1,000 years,
因着耶稣基督的缘故，
Because of the Lord Jesus,
你看见这两个国度其实是一个国度。
The two kingdoms actually is become one.
一个属天的，一个属地的。
One heavenly compartment, earthly compartment.
但是我再说，
so I say again,
这个 kingdom proper 是指着属天的来说的。
The kingdom proper is the heavenly compartment.
那么这样我们就被迁到爱子的国里，我们就进到这个天国里面。
And so we are called, transferred into the kingdom of his beloved.
所以我们已经呼召被进到这个天国。
And so we are called unto the heavenly kingdom.
那现在我们要知道，
so now we need to know,
等到我们的主在马太第五章的时候，
In Matthew chapter 5,
那个时候已经有好多门徒了。
There are quite a few disciples then.
结果呢，你看见主耶稣坐下，门徒就来到他的跟前。
And so when the Lord Jesus sat down, many disciples came forth.
不要忘记，这些人就是国度之子哦。
And these are the sons of the kingdom.
当然，还没有主耶稣还没有升天以前，
Before the Lord ascended,
他们只是主的门徒。
They are just as disciples.
但是五旬节那一天，
But on the day of Pentecost,
他们就变成教会基督身上的肢体。
They become members of the body of Christ.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
你看见吗？现在我们的主要告诉他们。
So the Lord wants to tell them,
天国是怎么一回事。
What is the kingdom of heaven?
所以他说虚心的有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主既然呼召我们做门徒，
Since the Lord called us to be disciples,
来跟随他，
to follow him,
什么意思呢？
What do we mean?
我们要做天国之子。
We must be sons of the kingdom.
所以我们呼召到一个荣耀的国度里面。
We are called into a glorious kingdom.
但是我们要问清楚，
But we must be clear,
这个国度是什么样的国度呢？
What kind of kingdom is this?
那国度的性质我们要掌握住了。
We must take hold of the essence and value of the kingdom.
所以马太五章、六章、七章就告诉我们天国是怎么一回事。
And so Matthew 5, 6, and 7 tells us what is the kingdom of heaven.
你在天国里面，
In the kingdom of heaven,
你如果要行事为人的话，
If you want to walk worthily,
你一定要懂得天国的价值观。
You must know the value system of the kingdom.
你看见吗？和地上到底什么不同？
What's the difference in the value system of this
world? 我们讲过了，在千禧年的时候，
In the millennial kingdom,
整个的天国是天的部分和地的部分。所以你好像我们的地球一样，你有北半球有南半球，这是我们用比方来说的。那今天如果在地上你是在北半球跟南半球的话，你会发现说有一件事和不一样的，就是北半球的春天原来是南半球的秋天。
The autumn and spring are different from both hemispheres.
北半球的夏天原来是南半球的冬天。
The winter and the summer are different from two hemispheres.
在北半球是上面的，在南半球是下面的。
If on top is what is on top is just the opposite from the one below.
我到过澳洲的。
I went to those of you who are Australian.
我们今天的地图都是美国在上面，澳洲在底下。
On the map today, the America's up there and Australia's down there.
结果他们出版了一个地图。
In Australia, they came out a map.
你看见澳洲在上面，美国在下面。
The map is the Australia's up there and America's down there.
这什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
这就告诉你说，
Here tells us,
这个欧洲啊，一切和美国都是翻过来的。
So Australia and America just the opposite side.
美国人说澳洲在我们底下。
Americans say Australians are down there.
他说不，美国人在我们底下。
But Australians say Americans are down there.
你看见价什么都是相反的。
So, totally opposite.
东半球、西半球也这样。
And East and west are just like
that. 那开始两个半球，不同的半球。
So totally on the other side.
但是你看，东半球店开门的时候，西半球店就关门了。
And so shops that are open on the east are closed on the west, and vice versa.
东半球人睡觉的时候，西半球就起来了。
Those who sleep on the west are awake on the east.
你看，什么都是 upside down.
Everything's upside down.
什么都是倒过来的。
Everything's upside down.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要明白。
You understand?
属天的国和属地的国。
The heavenly.
基本上他们的价值倒过来的。
The value system is totally opposite.
所以在座的弟兄姊妹，
so sisters,
尤其是年轻人，
especially young people,
你们在学校里面，
you're in school,
你们要知道，如果既然你们被呼召进到天国里面，
now that you're called into the heavenly kingdom,
你不能跟着他们，
you cannot follow the people of this world,
因为你所被呼召进的国度不一样，
because the kingdom in which you're called into is different.
所以既然 进入他的国，
now that you have entered into his kingdom,
既然得着神的荣耀，
now that you have God's glory,
我们的行事要对得起我们的神，
you must walk worthy of his calling.
所以现在我们要问，
and so we need to ask,
这个天国的价值观是怎么样的呢？
And so what's the value system of this heavenly kingdom?
这一点很重要，
this is important.
你们都在新加坡，
today you're in Singapore.
我们如果有一天我被邀请来到这个国家里，
today one day I'm called to this country,
所以我就被招到这个国家里面来，
I'm called to this country.
那我怎么行事呢？
So what do I do?
我要问清楚这个国家什么样的国家。
I must ask, what kind of country is this?
那新加坡是个特别的国家。
Singapore is a unique country.
你说问他们， 你说到底你对新加坡观感是什么？
So what is the value system of Singapore?
它是 a fine country.
A fine country.
非常美好的国家。
A very nice country.
但是 fine 也是指着常常罚你都， yeah. 常常给你 ticket 的。
Fine is also a penalty.
你在中国可以吐一口痰，
in China you can spit,
没有事情，
nothing wrong.
但在这里吐一口痰不得了，贵得很。
If you spit here, you're fine.
所以弟兄姊妹， 如果你是嬉皮，
if you're hippie,
你在美国可以做 hippie,
in America you can be hippie.
那么你进来了，有人要逼你剪头发的。
Today you come to hippie or haircut.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？
You understand?
今天很多人今天在美国做 hippie,
today in America many hippies.
但你来到新加坡就不可以了。
But cannot in Singapore.
原因在哪里？
What's the reason?
新加坡这个国家里面，
Singapore is a country,
大家有一个共同的 value, 有共同的价值。
We have a common value.
所有的法律是根据那共同的价值。
This, all the laws are according to this value system.
那弟兄姊妹， 你既然被呼召进入这个国家，
since you have been called into this country,
不可以随便吐痰。
You cannot spit.
你的头发一定要短起来。
Your hair must be short.
这是个比方，弟兄姊妹。
This is an analogy.
所以当你读圣经的时候，
so when you study the Bible,
你就看见说， 整本的四福音告诉我们，
the four gospels will tell us,
这个天国 乃是颠倒的国，是倒过来的国。
Heavenly kingdom is just the opposite.
所有的都是倒过来的。
Everything is opposite.
我们举个例子来说，
Let's give an example.
当你读到这个马太福音第五章，
When you read Matthew chapter 5,
一开始就讲到八个福，
It starts with eight blessings.
那弟兄姊妹， 那这样表示天国的子民是这样八种不同这样的人。
It says the sons of the kingdom of these eight kinds.
每一个天国之子他有一定的品格。
They have a value system for these sons of the kingdom.
那么既然你的 character， 既然你如果既然是国度人，你的 character， 你的品格，
character,
就像这里所说的。
The characters like these eight verses here.
那么天国的人什么样的人呢？
So what are the sons of the kingdom like?
第一，他是邻里贫穷的人。
Number one, they are poor in spirit.
那其实在路加福音，主耶稣对门徒说：“你们这贫穷的人呢？”
In Luke, the Lord says, "You who are poor."
所以不要忘记了。
So you're not going to
forget, 在这个国度里面，
in this kingdom,
你看你要羡慕做穷人，
you must admire to be poor.
但是在世界不是的，
but in this world it's not.
在世界大家羡慕做很有钱的人，
in this world we want to be rich.
现在年轻人不管能不能拿 Nobel 奖金，
today young people don't bother with it about Nobel prize.
现在他只要能够像 Bill Gates 就可以了，
they want to be like Bill Gates.
Bill Gates 进到办公室以前，
Bill Gates has entered the office,
他如果看到500块钱美金掉在地上，
he sees $500 on the floor,
他要不要捡花几秒钟捡那块500块，
would he want to take a few seconds to pick up the $500?
他不能这样做，
he can't do it.
他用这个几秒钟进到办公室可以赚更多的钱。
In a few seconds, if he enters the office earlier, he can earn tons of money.
所以这个世界上谁最被人佩服呢？
So in this world, who is the most?
你问年轻人，
you ask young people,
现在最佩服人不是 Einstein,
the one who is admired most is not Einstein.
但是20年、30年前、50年前， 他们佩服 Einstein.
But 20 to 50 years ago, they admired Einstein.
现在 Nobel 奖金值多少钱？
Today, what's the worth of a Nobel Prize?
今天如果你是 Bill Gates， 你的钱比 Nobel 奖金不知道多少。
If you're Bill Gates today, you're far surpassed that of a Nobel Prize.
所以一切都向钱看，向 money 看。
Everything is money worth.
那弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
因为这是这个世界，
because this is this world.
但主说不，
but the Lord said no.
贫穷的人有福。
That's how the poor in spirit.
为什么贫穷的最有福呢？
Why is it that poor in spirit are blessed?
在天国里面，
because in the heavenly kingdom,
谁是最穷的，谁就是最富。
Whoever is poorest is richest.
为什么？
Why?
因为天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
如果整个天国都是他们的，
the whole kingdom of heaven is theirs.
这是宇宙最富有的人。
This is the most richest in the whole universe.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？整个的价值观完全 upside down.
See, the whole value system is upside down.
你认为穷不好？
You think that poor is no good.
但是主耶稣说穷最好。
But the Lord Jesus says poor is the best.
而且那个贫穷是赤贫。不是你很少财产，是你一点财产也没有。
And that poor is very, very poor, completely nothing.
感谢主，每一个蒙恩得救的人，
every believer,
都是乞丐，
it's a beggar,
而且是最贫穷的乞丐。
It's the poorest beggar.
所以我们需要恩典，
and so we need grace.
凭着我们自己，
based on our
没有办法拯救我们。
We cannot save ourselves.
所有得救的人，
all who are saved,
都是从零开始的。
Begins with the spirit.
零 zero.
Zero, zero.
都是从没有开始的。
It begins with zero.
弟兄姊妹，
感
谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你记不记得当初我们信主的时候？
When we first came to know the Lord.
本来我们很骄傲的。
Although at first we were very proud.
结果主把我们带到 zero， 带到零的地步。
The Lord brought us to still zero.
我们凭着自己不能拯救我们。
Based on ourselves, we cannot save ourselves.
我们告诉主说：“主啊，我们酒已经用尽。”
Lord, we said our wine is empty.
结果我们的主就把我们的水变成酒了。
The Lord turned our water into wine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，结果你看见吗？我们就变成富有了。
We become rich.
我们蒙恩的就那天开始。我们就告诉全世界说，你们都很骄傲，你们都有你的 backbone， 都有你的背脊骨，所以你不肯信主。像我这样的人信耶稣吗？你们都是最骄傲的人，我们是最可怜的人，我们承认我们自己是罪人。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，感谢主，这就是天国之子。
This is the sons of the kingdom.
谁是最穷的？
Whoever is the poorest,
谁就是最富有的？
Is the one who's richest.
问题在哪里呢？
Where is the problem?
因为这是成长的开始。
This is where it begins.
No, the growth.
This is the beginning of growth.
那弟兄姊妹，你们都知道。
Brothers, you know.
这个孩子刚刚生下来呀。
When the child is first born,
他的智商是零。
His intellect is zero.
和别的动物比起来，他智商不如不如。
Compared to animals, it's about the same.
这个牛刚刚生下来，第一天就能站起来。
For a cow who first born can stand up.
就能够吸母亲的奶。
He can suck the mother's milk.
如果一个小孩子刚生下来就站起来，妈妈一定昏倒了。
If a child first born can stand up, the mother will faint.
你知道 shark 鲨鱼啊，满嘴都是牙齿。
You know sharks are all teeth.
他第一天就能够独立，就能够去捕捉其他的鱼。
But firstly, he can be independent and grab other fish.
如果一个孩子刚刚生下来第一天满嘴都是牙齿，妈妈也昏倒了。
If a child first day of birth are all teeth, the mother will faint.
但是弟兄姊妹，你等一等。
But first wait.
你 just wait. 你等了几年以后。
If you just wait for a few years.
你看见吗？那个鲨鱼的头脑就是棒球那么大。
The brain of the shark becomes very small.
就像棒球那么大。
It's like ping pong ball.
但是呢，人就不一样了。
But human being is different.
你看见吗？结果人就变成万物之灵。
So the mankind become all.
所以为什么是零？为什么是零呢？
Why zero?
Why zero?
Why zero?
因为零表示它的可塑性是最高的。
Because his absorption is the highest.
那弟兄们，因着它可以被塑造的。
Because he can be.More than,
yeah, 那结果呢？你看他就长大了，
so、he can be, can grow.
他就成熟了，
then he can mature.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、Brian,
你看见，因为我们被带到零的地步，
because we are brought to a state of zero,
所以现在我们开始丰富了，
and so we can be abundant.
有一次我在美国，
Once I was in America,
我到书店去参观，
I was in a bookstore,
我看那本书啊，很吸引我，
I saw a book that attracted me.
因为那本书讲啊，这本书啊，秘书可以用的。
This book says a secretary can use it.
律师可以用。
A lawyer can use it.
工程师可以用。
Engineer can use it.
厨师也可以用。
A cook can use it.
理发师也可以用。
A barber can use it.
什么人都可以用它。
Everyone can use it.
那我说这个太好了。
This is a very good book.
我希望能买到这本书再
好。
这本书的 title 叫什么呢？
What's the title of this book?
叫 Nothing Book.
Nothing Book.
就是什么都没有。
Nothing.
我一打开呀、
啊， open the book,
里面是空白的，什么也没有。你可以在上面随便写的。你懂我的意思吗？你如果说天国之子的话，贫穷的人有福了，因为天国都是他们的。你被呼召他进入天国，所以弟兄姊妹不要忘记，你如果和鲨鱼比较，和牛来比较，他们的生命是独立的生命，他们的生命就是知识善恶树的生命，知识善恶树的生命。So knowledge of good and good and evil.
Knowledge of good and evil.
那我们的生命，我们的生命呢，是从生命树来的。
Our life, our Our life is a life tree of life.
那是依靠的生命。
It's a life of reliance.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
You understand?
从贫穷开始的。
From poor.
但是不仅如此。
Not only so.
你看见哀哭的、哀痛的人有福了。
Those who mourn shall be comforted.
这个人是最忧愁的。
This is the one who is sorrowful.
但是这个人是最快乐的。
But it's also one who is happiest.
因为圣经告诉我们说，因为这个马太福音。那里告诉我们说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are the poor, are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
当我们得安慰的时候
，When we are comforted,
我们就变成最快乐的人。
Then we are the happiest.
许多时候我们得不到安慰。
Oftentimes we cannot be comforted.
因为这个缘故
that,
我们就开始封闭我们自己、
so、we seclude ourselves.
我们开始往下沉、
so、we go downwards.
这就是 depression,
This is depression.
这就是沮丧
This is depression.
许多时候你需要用药来把我们拯救出来
medicine to lift
弟兄姊妹我们不是没有哀痛
It's not that we do not mourn,
但是哀痛的有福了
but blessed are the poor,
因为这样的人是最快乐的
because they are the ones who are the happiest.
他能够让神来擦干他的眼泪
because God can wipe their tears.
这是天国
This is,
那不光这样温柔的人有福了因为他们必承受地土你看见承受地土的人都是征服者
And so, those who are gentle inherit the earth.
They are conquerors.
They are conquerors.
像亚历山大就是 conqueror 就是伟大的征服者
Alexander is a great conqueror.
他征服了那个时候的世界
He conquered the world.
那弟兄姊妹这样的人是最刚强的人
This is the strongest kind of people.
但圣经说温柔的人就是最刚强的
But the Bible says that those who are gentle are the strongest.
这里有一个能力叫做软弱的能力。
There is a strength here, is strength and weakness.
这里有一个刚强叫做温柔的刚强。
And that here there is a strength, it's called humble strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这是天国。
This is heaven.
你进到的天国。
Once you enter the kingdom,
如果你是最温柔，你就最刚强。
If you are the humblest, gentlest, you are the strongest.
你想想看。
You think
是打人的人刚强呢
？Are those who beat others strong?
还是被打再转过第二个人的人刚强
？Or are those who are struck and turned to their cheek are the strongest?
所以明白吗
？You understand?
这里是个矛盾。
This is a contradiction.
但是不要忘记
，But let's not forget.
这就是天国的价值。
This is the value of the kingdom of heaven.
那不光这样
，Not only so.
连续的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Those are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
一个连续的人很容易赦免别人。
Those who are merciful are willing to forgive others.
一个赦免别人是个吃亏的人。
Those who forgive are always have loss, take loss in their life.
有人欠我$10,000。
Someone owe me $10,000.
现在我赦免他了。
Now I forgive.
弟兄姊妹，我宁可吃亏。
I'm willing to take a loss.
你明白吗？
You understand?
这个叫做赦免。
This is forgive.
这个叫做怜悯。
This is to be merciful.
吃亏就是损失了。
This is to be a loss.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
吃亏是最上算的。
But this is the most
最上算的
It's the best
吃亏是最好的
It's the best
因为你损失的最多你得的就最多
Because the more you lose the more you gain
弟兄姊妹我们不都是罪人吗
Aren't we sinners?
但是请我们记得
Let's remember
我们如果连续别人
If we are willing to forgive others
我们就要蒙连续
Then we will receive forgiveness
所以弟兄姊妹现在你看见吗？如果能够得住父神的赦免
If you can receive the Father's forgiveness,
不要忘记哦这个赦免不光指着罪得的赦免来说
Not only forgiveness of our sins,
也是指着管教的赦免来说
And also forgiveness in terms of our sins
许多时候我们犯罪了
Often we fall into sin,
神赦免我们
The Lord forgives us,
那个赦免是救恩性的赦免
And that salvation, that saving is something to do with salvation
但是我们就落在神的管教底下
But we are under the
现在神要确定我们以后不会再犯同样的罪像大卫一样他犯了罪了结果神赦免他但是弟兄姊妹从此以后你看平安就离开他了他最喜欢的亚沙龙结果要他的命他开始逃亡流亡
So he began to run for his life.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
你明白吗
see,
现在他落在神政治的手底下
he fell into someone else's hands
你知道
no,
governmental hands,
governmental hands.
那么结果你看见说等到这个约柜要跟着大卫逃亡的时候
So when the ark was to flee together with David
大卫说不
David said no
你们回去吧
you go back.
神如果喜悦我的话
If the Lord be pleased with me
他要把我带回来
He will bring me back
换一句话说那个赦免是管教的赦免
That forgiveness is a forgiveness of chastisement.
Governmental forgiveness.
Governmental forgiveness.
那这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
你知道大卫是个器皿。
You know that
is a vessel.
David is a vessel.
但是现在是个 broken vessel， 已经破碎了。
But now it's a broken vessel.
他不能再用了。如果神不用他的话，神赦免了他的罪，但是从此以后这个器皿就摆在一边了。但是你看见吗，大卫不只经历救恩性的赦免，他也经历管教性的赦免。这什么意思呢？他觉得现在我的儿子要我的命，神是公义的。如果从此以后我不回来，我要感谢神。
Now I do not return back again, I will thank the Lord.
所以千万不要让约柜来跟随我。
So do not let the ark follow me.
让我来跟随约柜。
Let me follow the ark.
如果神怜悯我的话，我有一天要回来的。
One day I will come back.
虽然示梅在那咒诅我。
Although she may is there cursing me.
他一直在那咒诅别人说他要把他杀了吧。
And so she may was cursing the people saying.
他是被让他咒诅。
But David said,
是神打发他来的。
David said, let him.God's the one that
这是很明显他的仇敌，对不对？
This is his enemy.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
后来因着他谦卑的缘故。
Because David was humble.
最后神把他带回来了。
God pulled him back.
神把他带回来的时候。
God called him back to return.
示梅来到他面前认罪。
And Simei came to ask forgiveness.
最后他居然能回到耶路撒冷。
And he can finally come back to Jerusalem.
这叫做什么？
What does it mean?
这叫做得着管教性的赦免。
And this is to receive governmental forgiveness.
所以箴言里面有一句话。
And so, Proverbs have a phrase.
如果神喜悦一个人。
If the Lord is pleased with someone.
神要使他的敌人与他和好。
God will cause his enemies to be at peace with him.
弟兄姊妹，今天你为什么有很多的敌人？
Why do you have so many enemies?
为什么很多人误会你？
Why so many misunderstandings?
为很多人不同情你？
Why so many people do not?
这证明可能有些地方我不蒙神的喜悦。
Could be there's one place that you have not been pleased.
所以有人像示梅一样咒诅我们。
And so there's a Simei who is cursing us.
你肯不肯学功课？
Are you willing to receive lessons?
如果你学功课的话，
You're willing to learn?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一天当我们真的得着完全的赦免的时候，
One day when we are completely forgiven,
那个赦免，那个结果什么样的呢？
What's the end result?
你的仇敌都要与你和好。
Even your enemy will be at peace with you.
这就知道说神已经赦免你了。
And that is to mean that God has already forgiven you.
所以弟兄姊妹，
My sisters,
连续人的必要得着连续。
Those who receive mercy, those who will be given mercy.
你总是觉得别人亏欠。
You always think that people.
你总是觉得别人是罪人。
You always think that people are following you.
你总觉得别人是罪人。
You always think people are sinners.
你从来没有想到你自己是罪人。
You never think that you are a sinner.
你知道吗？为什么要怜悯别人？
Why do you need to be merciful?
他不如你。
Because
他不如你。
Because they are not as good as you.
所以我们知道说，今天我们看见说，我们才真的不如任何一个人。
Actually, we must know that we cannot be compared to others.
我们需要蒙怜悯。
We need to receive mercy.
如果神不赦免我们，
If the Lord does not forgive us,
那是神。
Then that's God.
神没有错。
The God's not wrong.
救恩性是赦免了。
The essence of forgiveness is
我一定上天堂的。
We will surely go to heaven.
但神要不要用我，那是另外一件事。
But so whether the Lord wants to use us,
我没有用了， now, 我没有用了。
I have useless now.
现在我还能被主用。
Now that I can be used of the Lord.
那个赦免是管教性的赦免。
That forgiveness is a governmental forgiveness.
所以这是圣经里很重要的真理。
This is a very important doctrine.
你如果在天国里面，
if you are in the kingdom of heaven,
要做一个连续人的人，
you want to be a mercy, one who gives mercy,
不只饶恕一次，
not only to forgive,
两次，
twice,
不光是七次，
not only seven times,
乃是七十个七次，
but 77.
弟兄姊妹，这就是天国。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
你看见吗？所以有的人跑错了国家了。
Some people go to the wrong country.
弟兄姊妹，所以你很不舒服。
And so you're uncomfortable.
我们向来在世界的国里面过日子的。
In the past.We are in the kingdom of this world.
但这里不是的。
But here it's not.
还有下面说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
He says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
你知道有的人真的很清心。
Some people are very pure.
他什么都不懂啊。
They don't know anything.
他不能容忍一点的污秽呀。
They don't have any misunderstanding.
所以对犯罪的事他们一点都不懂。
They don't know anything to do with sin.
对犯罪的事一点都看不见。
They do not see anything to do with sin.
弟兄姊妹，你看很稀奇的。我记得我小的时候啊，
Amazingly, when I was young,
等到我经过 teenager， 我爸爸很紧张啊。
When I was a teenager, my father was worried.
因为报纸上很多东西啊都是不好的。
Because the newspaper has a lot of filthy things.
所以我爸爸就把有一些报纸就把它剪掉了。
And so my father cut away certain portions of the newspaper.
所以我看的报纸都是有洞有洞的报纸。
The newspaper has a lot of holes. over.
因为爸爸觉得这个不好。
Because my father thought it's no good.
但是感谢主。
Well, thank the Lord.
我高中得救那三年呢。
In high school, when I was saved for those 3 years.
主真的保守我。
The Lord really preserved.
你相不相信
？Do you really believe?
如果我父亲真的把那些不好东西放在那里，我根本看不懂的。
If the newspaper was intact, I saw nothing.
你知道吗？一个清新的人是个单纯的人。
A person who is pure is simple.
他对世界什么都不懂的。你知道中国人有一句话说这个人呢不食人间烟火，他什么都不懂的，这是傻瓜的。你看那些人什么都懂，他知道怎么钻洞的，他怎么叫钻牛角尖，怎么叫钻法律的漏洞的，这些人什么都不懂，什么都看不见，但是感谢主他看见神。弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？那些人什么都懂，就是不懂的神。
Those other people know everything, but they don't know God.
所以感谢主，清心人有福了。
Those are pure in heart.
因为他们必得见神。
Because they shall see God.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
For they shall be called sons of God.
神的儿子就表示他成熟了。
Sons of God mean they are mature.
他不只是神的儿女。
Not only are they children.
现在这个生命在里面长大了。
Now the life has matured in them.
结果他就变成神的儿子。
Now they become sons of God.
那弟兄姊妹，
My sister,
我们的肉体，这个世界越乱越好。
Based on our flesh, the more chaotic this world is, the better.
因为越乱，你得的好处最多。
Because it's when chaotic, you gain the most.
所以我们知道，所谓叫渔翁得利，就是很多人就是你们打架打的越凶越好，那我得的好处最多。
Some people like other people to keep fighting because they gain the most out of it.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候因着你和睦的缘故。
But because of peace.
本来这个人是你的朋友，结果你叫这两个人 和睦了，结果现在你不是一个敌人，你变成两个敌人。你愿不愿意？如果你不叫他们和睦的话，一个是你的朋友，一个是你的敌人。但是弟兄姊妹，现在你让他们和好了，本来你的朋友还不认识你，结果你的敌人把所有的消息都告诉他，现在你是两个人和好，你不止一个仇敌，你变成两个仇敌。你愿意不愿意？弟兄姊妹，感谢主，这是世界上的傻瓜。你使人和睦，结果你就失去了许多。但是弟兄姊妹，我们的主就这样，他在十字架上，他一手拉着神，一手拉着我们人。他死的时候，他钉十字架的时候，他把这两个手放在他的手里面，他能叫我们与神和好。所以弟兄姊妹，这是天国。十字架是我们的主舍命的地方，他的命舍了，结果叫我们能与神和好。
Now that we can have peace with God,
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
那你看见这样的人就磨成神儿子的形象。
These are the ones who are molded unto His Christ-likeness.
他们要称为神的儿子。
They are sons of God.
然后为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Those who are persecuted because of righteousness, the kingdom of God, heaven is theirs.
那天国是他们的。
Kingdom of heaven is theirs.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里给我们看得很清楚。
Here it shows us very clearly.
你看见说受逼迫就是被人欺负。
Those who are persecuted are bullied by others.
受逼迫就被 oppressed, 被人压迫。
They are oppressed.
但是弟兄姊妹，
My sisters,
这样的人天国是他们的。
But these people, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
他要得着一个国度。
They will receive a kingdom.
你知道我们要问这个亚历山大他怎么得着一个他的国度的？
How did Alexander receive his kingdom?
他怎么建立把这个希腊大帝国的？
How did he build up Greece?
因为他征服那个时候的世界。
Because he conquered the whole world.
然后他哭了，他说我没有地方再可以征服。
But then he wept because there's nowhere else to conquer.
所以弟兄姊妹，他能够征服这个世界，
he can conquer this world.
最后他就得着了这个国度。
And finally he obtained a kingdom.
所以按人来看，我们是被逼迫的。
But so based on mankind, we are persecuted.
从一个地方被逼迫到另外一个地方。
We are persecuted from one place to another.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
结果天国是他们。
But finally the kingdom of heaven is here.
所以他们是被逼迫的。
And they are persecuted.
他们却是打胜仗。
But indeed, they conquered.
逼迫的人是打被，好像被打败的人。
Those who are persecuted seem as if they have been conquered.
这就是我们的主。
But this is our Lord.
他不是犹太人的王吗？
Isn't he the king of the Jews?
他不是生下来要做王的吗？
Isn't he born the king of the Jews?
做王是坐在宝座上的。
The king is to be
一动也不动的。
Someone doesn't move.
做王是叫别人逃亡的。
The king causes others to flee.
做王是叫别人从一个旷野跑到另外一个旷野。
The king causes others to move from one wilderness to another.
结果主耶稣生下来没有多久。
But after the Lord was born,
他要逃到埃及去。
He was the one who fled.
他不是王吗？
Isn't he the king?
王应该坐宝座的。
Isn't the king sitting on the throne?
怎么他在旷野里面漂流呢？
Why was he fleeing?
所以弟兄姊妹，他到处被逼迫的。
He was persecuted everywhere.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
你看见神的国是他的。
But God's kingdom was his.
好像被打败了。
It's as if he was defeated.
结果却是打胜仗的。
But indeed, in fact, he was conquered.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读马太第五章的时候，
when we read chapter 5,
一开始
in the beginning,
你看见因为我们的主要得着天国之子，
because the Lord wants to obtain sons of the kingdom,
感谢主，
and the Lord,
他用他的话生了我们，
he used his word to embody us,
结果现在我们进到他的国度里面，
we have entered into his kingdom,
我们都像门徒一样蒙召，
we are like disciples called,
我们做他的门徒，
we are his disciples,
意思就是我们要做天国之子。
We must be some, and that's what we need to be.
但天国之子的 character， 他的性格怎么样呢？
What's the character of the Southern Kingdom?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这样的人是贫穷的人。
These are the people who are poor in spirit.
他是哀痛的人。
Those who are mourned.
他是温柔的人。
Gentle.
他也是怜恤别人的人。
Those who are merciful.
他也是清心的人。
Pure in heart.
也是个使人和睦的人。
He's faithless.
同时呢，也是被逼迫的人。
Those who are persecuted.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
一面是向下走。
On the one hand, they seem to move downward.
一面是向上。
On the other hand, they move upward.
当你贫穷的，你是向下的。
When you're poor, you move downward.
当你富足的，你是向上的。
When you're blessed, you move upward.
当你哀痛的，是往下走的。
When you mourn, you go downward.
当你快乐，是往上去的。
When you're happy, you go upward.
所以什么时候你向下，什么时候就向上。
So whenever you go down, you go up.
你什么时候温柔是向下的。
Whenever you're gentle, you go down.
刚强是向上的。
But to be strong, you go up.
你饥渴是向下的。
To hunger, you go down.
得着饱足是向上的。
But to be healed, you go up.
你连续是向下，连续别人是向，因为你吃亏了。
When you're merciful, you take losses, so you go down.
结果你就得着赦免。
But actually, indeed, you go up.
你清心，清心好像什么都看不见。
You're pure in heart, you see nothing.
但是结果你看见神了。
But actually, you see God.
所以什么时候你向下，什么时候就向上。
So whenever you go down, actually you go up.
什么时候你往低处去，什么时候你就往最高的地方去。
So actually, when you go down, you are going up.
现在明白吗？
You understand?
这些 value 全部是 upside down.
The value system is upside down.
这就是国度。
This is kingdom.
这个就是天国。
This is king of heaven.
那不光这样。
No, this is.
什么时候使人和睦？
Whenever we cause others.
你看，又是有损失。
Then there's loss.
又是有很多的情况，好像叫我把我们往低处去，结果乃像神的儿女儿子一样，成熟了。不是如此，当我们被逼迫，被打倒，结果我们却得胜了，结果我们却凯旋 triumph。 那弟兄姊妹，这一个价值，就是国度的价值，和世界上人是完全不一样。明白吗？这个世界人喝的饮料是 Seven Up。
The people of this world drink Seven Up。
那我们所喝的饮料是 Seven Down。
But we drink Seven Down。
我盼望年轻人每个人要记得。
So young people must remember this。
你要上升吗？你一定要下去。
If you want to go up, you must go down。
你要在最前面吗？
If you want to be in the front,
你必须在最后面。
You must be at the back。
你希望最大吗？
You want to be the greatest?
你要做众人的用人。
You must be the servant of all。
你要做家里面人的奴仆。
You must be the servant of all in the family。
所以弟兄姊妹，
My sister,
这是什么？
What is this?
这就是天国。
This is kingdom of heaven。
弟兄姊妹，你有没有跑错地方？
Have you gone to the wrong place?
没有，弟兄姊妹。
No，
因为神呼召我们进入这个国度。
Because God called us to this heavenly kingdom。
所以但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us。
叫我们能看见。
May the Lord have us see。
在这个国度里面。
In this kingdom。
一切都是 upside down。
Everything is upside down。
一切都倒过来的。
Everything is upside down。
那如果我们再仔细读的话。
If we study more of the scripture。
还有好多。
There are a few others。
我能够找到17个地方。
I can find 17。
给你看见说一切都是 upside down。
Everything is 17。
所以我们已经看过八个了，
we saw eight already。
现在我们看第九个。
Look at number nine。
我们好不好看马太福音十二章二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23。
二十三章十一节。
Verse 11。
凡至高的必降为卑，至卑的必升为高。
But the greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself shall be humble.
那路加福音第十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
第十一节，十四章十一节，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。然后，路加福音十八章，十四节。我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了。因为凡自高的，必降为卑；自卑的，必升为高。
I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, but he who humbles himself shall be exalted.
你看这里主耶稣有三段的故事。
And so here there are three stories.
都给我们看见说，在国度里面，你看谁要是最高，他就是最低的。
Whoever is in the kingdom, whoever wants to be the greatest, actually is the least.
如果自高的一定要降卑。
Those who are exalted will be humble.
但是自卑的必升为高。
But those who are humble will be exalted.
所以你看国度里面有一个美的一个 virtue 就是 humility.
And so there's a virtue of humility in the kingdom.
Humility, 谦卑不是不看，谦卑不是看低自己。
Humility is not to look down on yourself.
谦卑乃是不看自己。
Humility is not to see yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么要谦卑呢？
Why is it that we must be humble?
因为谦卑，什么时候我们谦卑，什么时候我们就被升高。
Whenever we are humble, we are exalted.
你记不记得主耶稣在这里讲这些话有三个不同的背景？
You know the Lord Jesus, there are three different backdrops.
马太福音讲这句话的时候，
When Matthew talked about it,
他说你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们夫子，你们都是弟兄。
He says, Do not be called a rabbi because there's only one rabbi.
也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是天上的父。
Do not also be called father because there's only one heavenly father.
也不要受师尊的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的师尊，就是基督。
And do not be called 师尊什么？
师尊就是 master.
Master, because there's only one master.
那请问就你们的师尊就是基督。
And your master is.Christ himself.
所以这里的拉比，这里的师尊，不要忘记，都是基督很高的位置来说。
And so rabbi is actually a master is a high position.
但是你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的佣人。
But whoever is the greatest among you shall be your servant.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做弟兄？
And so what is to be a brother?
弟兄就是把我们自己放在最低的位置。
A brother is to put ourselves in the lowest position.
教会里面不要忘记。
In the church, especially.
教会就是天国。
The church is the kingdom of heaven.
在教会里面都是弟兄。
In the church, all are brothers.
你千万不要觉得你在某一点上比你弟兄高一点。
Never think that you are higher than others in church.
每一个人都降卑到一个地步。
Everyone humbles himself to a
man. 每一个人都是弟兄。
Everyone is a brother.
什么叫弟兄呢？
What's a brother?
弟兄是神把我们每一个人都放在最低的位置上。
The Lord puts us in the lowest position.
我们彼此做弟兄。
We are all brothers one to another.
那么因着你最低的缘故，
Because you are the lowest position.
所以你能够服侍。你就能够做大家的用人。
And so you can, then you can be the servant of all.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主讲这段话。
And the Lord said this.
在约翰福音里面，
In John,
有一幅图画。
There's a picture.
就是主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And that's the Lord Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
弟兄姊妹，一个人在别人的脚前是最低的地方。
Someone at the feet of others is the lowest position.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
谁是他们中间最低的？
Who was the lowest among them?
他们中间最大。
Is indeed the
你看我们的主在他们中间是最低的，因为是每一个门徒的脚。
Our Lord was the lowest, but he was the greatest.
结果我们的主是最大的。
But the Lord is the greatest.
我们的主是如此。
Since our Lord is such,
我们也应当是如此。
We should be such.
所以你看，这是很重要的功课。
It's an important lesson.
然后到了路加福音第十四章。
And then Luke 14.
你知道为什么主讲这句话呢？
Why did the Lord say that?
那么主告诉他说，如果有人请客。去请客的话，
If someone invited you to a feast,
那么你应该呢要坐在最小的位置上。
You should take the lowest place.
意思就是说，在宴席里面，有的位置大位，有的位置是有的位置呢是最后的位置。
So in a feast, there are the highest places, the lowest places.
那请记得啊。
So please remember.
如果今天我们要行事对得起呼召我们的神。
Today, if you want to walk according to His calling,
你看见吗？许多的场合。
There are many circumstances.
那就好像我们的主说。 你赴宴席的时候
just like this instance in the feast,
那么你应该怎么做呢
how do you sit?
你应该呢这个不要坐在首位上恐怕有比你尊贵的客被他请来
do not take the place of honor let someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him
那么结果你就羞羞惭惭的就退到末位去了
then you will be disgraced and proceed to the last place
所以主怎么说呢
what did the Lord say?
你被请去的时候要去坐在末位上
when you are invited to go and decline the last place
好叫那请你的人对你说朋友请上座
So that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you,
那时候你在同席的人面前就有光彩了。
Then you have honor in the sight of all who.
因为凡自高的必谦，我降为卑；自卑的必升为高。
Because everyone who exalts himself shall be humble, and who humbles himself shall be exalted.
弟兄姊妹，我想很清楚的。
This is very clear.
你若肯让十字架。
If you allow the cross.
把你带到最低的地位。
Bring you to the lowest place.
那弟兄姊妹。
Then.
你看见你就蒙福。
Then you'll be blessed.
你看见你就有荣耀了。
Then there'll be glory.
诗篇里面有一句话。
In the Psalms there is a phrase.
神把车辆赐给别人乘坐。车辆 chariot.
The Lord let chariots be set by others.
让赐给别人乘坐。
Let others sit on it.
坐在车辆上的都是王，都是 queens and kings， 都是君尊的人。
Those who sit on chariots are kings and queens.
然后圣经怎么说？
What did the Bible say?
神让这个车辆从我的头上压过。
God caused this chariot to pass over his head.
这诗篇里面的话，叫我们从我们的头上压过。
And that is to pass over the head.
换一句话说，现在我是被摆在一个最低的地位上。
And that is to mean that we have been placed at the lowest place.
结果呢，你看见神把车辆赐给别人，却让他从我们头上压过去。
And God caused the chariot to be settled by others and caused it to go over our heads.
十字架要做一个很深的工作。
The cross is to do a.
我们每一个人都是很骄傲的。
Every one of us are proud.
我们的骄傲绝对不肯受伤的。
Our pride cannot be hurt.
但什么时候神让别人坐车，而这个车辆从你头上压过的时候
？Every time God causes someone else to sit on the chariot.
这是你最不愿意的时候。
啊，
这是你最不愿意的时候。
This is the most unwilling time of your life.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
你肯不肯接受十字架的
？Are you willing to let the cross take over your life?
诗篇诗人告诉我们说。
So、the psalmist says,
就是因为这样，神把我们带到丰富的境界。
Because of that, we are brought into a place of abundance.
因为什么时候我们降卑，什么时候我们就被升高。
Because every time we are humble, we are exalted.
明白吗？所以没有一个人愿意坐在末位的。
And so nobody wants to sit on the last.
这十字架做工的结果。
This is the result of the cross.
最后，我们终于坐到最，终于我们愿意坐在最后的位置上。
And we are indeed willing to sit on the last place.
然后我们要得着荣耀。
And then we will obtain glory.
然后他们说：“你坐在上位吧。”
And then they will say, "Come and sit the highest place."
弟兄姊妹，这个原则就是自卑的要成为自高的要变成自卑，自卑的要变成自高。
And so the principle here: who exalts himself shall be humble, and who humbles himself shall be exalted.
And 然后最后
，And then finally,
你看见为什么我们的主说，凡自高的必降为自卑，自卑的必升为高呢
？Why did the Lord say those who humble themselves shall be exalted, and those who exalt themselves shall humble?
因为主耶稣有两个人
，Because there are two people.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
One is a Pharisee and one is a tax collector.
这个法利赛人他祷告说：“我感谢你，我不像别人。”
The Pharisee says, "I thank the Lord, I'm not like the other."
那个税吏是远远的站住。
But the tax collector stood from afar off.
他知道他是不洁净的。
He knew he was not clean.
他不能够靠近圣殿。
He could not go near the temple.
所以他只能远远的站住说。
He stood from afar off.
他连举目望天也不敢。
He did not even.
他只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个
罪人。”
我告诉你们，这人回家比那人倒算为义了。因为凡自高的必降卑，自卑的必升为高。有一个法利赛人很有名的，他的名字叫做保罗。
His name was Paul.
不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
他没有得救以前，他说我不像那些人。
Before he was saved, he said, "I'm not like the other."
那些跟随主耶稣的人应该被铲除的。
All those who follow the law ought to be eradicated.
所以他逼迫神的教会。
And so he persecuted the church of God.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当他蒙恩得救的时候
，When he was saved,
你看见吗
？Do you see?
他有一次怎么说呢
？Once he said,
他说我是使徒中间最小的一位。
He said, "The least of the apostles."
我们觉得他很大，对不对？
啊，
我们觉得他还是很大。
We thought, we still think that
因为使徒都是大的。
Because all apostles are big.
他虽然是使徒中间最小的，还是很大的。
But although he's the least of the apostles, he's still the biggest.
但是经过几年
But after a few years,
十字架在保罗身上做。
The cross work in his life.
再过几年以后
After a few more years,
他的以弗所书怎么说呢
what Ephesians, what he said?
他说我是比众生中最小的还要小
I'm the least of all the saints.
弟兄姊妹这什么意思
what does this mean?
圣徒里面有小的对不对最小的
Among the saints, there is the least.
但是我比那个最小的还要小
I'm even the smallest, than the smallest of the saints.
所以你看见保罗现在减少了
And so now Paul has been reduced,
现在降低了
and now humble,
现在他卑微了
he is humble.
他从前说我是在使徒里面是最小的
Last time he said that I'm the least of the apostles.
现在圣灵光照他
and now the Holy Spirit,
在这么多圣徒里面最小的比他还要大
Even the least among the saints is bigger than him.
这什么意思
What does this mean?
他做使徒的时候
When he was an apostle,
他帮助神的儿女
he helped the children,
你们要听我
God,
你们要听我来讲 我现在把神的话告诉你
Now I tell you God's word.
只有我能帮助你们
well, now I can help you.
但是等到你变成使圣徒中最小的还要小
When you are least, even the least of the saints,
意思就是说每一个人都可以帮助你
meaning, now it means that everyone can help you.
他看见自己不过是身体上的肢体
He only sees himself as a member of the body.
每一个肢体都能供应他
every member can supply
him. 所以每一个肢体都比你大
And every other member is greater than him.
这是保罗
This is Paul.
从前他在一人之上在万人在一人之下万人之上在一个人底下在许万人所有的人以上
He was
under one man but above every man 你看见吗他是他在一人之下万人之上这是保罗
This is Paul.
但是感谢主
Well, thank the Lord.
他有一天
One day,
你看见他因着看见教会是基督的身体
Because he saw that the church was the body of Christ.
他看见自己不过是个肢体
He saw himself as a member of the body.
他需要元首
He needed a head.
他也需要所有的肢体
He also needed the rest of the body.
举个例子吧
Let's give it an analogy.
如果你在教会里面是老大的话
If you are the
number one,
number one
那如果你是第一个的话
If you are number one,
那就表示说你能帮助别人没有人能帮助你
It means that you can help others but others cannot help you.
如果你 number two,
If you are number two,
这什么意思
What does it mean?
有一个人帮助你
There's some one person can help you.
然后你要帮助其他的人。
Then you can help the rest.
如果你是第十号的话
If you're number ten,
你前面有九个人可以帮助你。
There are nine people that can help you.
然后你要帮助其他的人。
Then you must help, you can help the rest.
但是当保罗说我是在众圣徒中最小的还要小的时候
When Paul says he's the least of, even the least of the saints,
这什么意思
What does it mean?
这就是给我们看每一个人都能帮助他。
It means that everyone else can help him.
我认识一位弟兄和他在一起很久
I know my brother Louis for very long.
他实在是个圣经的学者
He was a Bible scholar.
他真的什么都懂
He knows everything.
弟兄姊妹你可以从他上得到很多的帮助
You will receive a lot of help from him.
但是很稀奇啊
But very interestingly,
他给你的感觉好像什么都不懂
The feeling that he gives you is as if you know nothing.
什么人都可以告诉他
Everyone can tell him.
什么人都可以改正他
Everyone can correct him.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see?
只有十字架做工到一个地步
Only when the cross works to a degree to a point
一个人很有学问他没有学问的价值
Someone who is very learned but he has got no conception of
你知道有的人有钱人有有钱的价值
Some people have
有个价值在那里的
There is this, this air of his wealth
那读书的有读书的价值
And scholars have got scholars air
他戴特别的眼镜给你看他很有学问
His eyes tell you that he is a very learned person
那一个很运动的有运动家的价值
So a sportsman has sportsman air
政府的有政府的样子
A politician has a politician's figure
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
这里一个人是非常有学问的
Someone here is very
他真的明白圣经的
He understood the Bible
好像什么都不会明白一样
But as if else he doesn't know anything
他永远听别人怎么说
He always hears others
一个骄傲的人他只能讲给别人他不能听别人讲的
A proud person can only say others but cannot say what hear what
为什么很多人听到听得睡觉了呢
Why is it that people fall asleep when
因为这是他的习惯
Because this is his habit
他讲道不会睡觉的
When he preaches he won't sleep
别人一开讲他马上就睡着了
When others preach he will sleep
为什么
Why?
因为他比别人都大
Because he's bigger than everyone else
但如果十字架做工作到一个地步
But if the cross was to a point
现在保罗真的摆在 最低的位置上了
Paul is to the least of all positions.
你明白吗？他是众圣徒中最小的，还要小。
Among all the saints, the least of all the saints.
再过几年
，After a few more years,
当他写到提摩太前后书的时候
，When he wrote First and Second Timothy,
他要寻道了。
He was before Martha.
他完全成熟了。
He was totally mature.
他是一个圣洁的人。
He was a
他是一个与神同在的人。
He was one with the Lord.
他是一个满了智慧的人。
He was full of wisdom.
神的话在世上多少丰富。
The Lord's word was abundant in his life.
那弟兄姊妹。
My sisters.
一个人已经是圣徒中最小的还要小。
He's the least of even the least of the saints.
你想他还会再降低吗？
You think he will even go further?
他不可能再低了。
Can't be further than that.
再低就没有了，是不是？
Even lower than that, nothing else.
那最后我们看他怎么说。
And so what else? What did he say?
他要寻到了。
Before he was martyred.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
He was a sinner of all sinners.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
他没有说 I was.Chief of sinner, 他没有这样说。他说 ，I am, 我现在是罪人中的罪魁。
He says, I am the chiefest of sinners.
保罗有没有讲错
？Did Paul say wrongly?
他没有讲错。
No, he didn't say that.
弟兄姊妹，但他下面接着说。
And so following that, he said.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
But I was, I received grace.
保罗到了晚年是个成熟的保罗。
And the elderly Paul was a mature Paul.
他是一个常常活在神面前。
He was one who lived before the presence of the Lord.
到了晚年。
In the last life,
他不只认识恩典，他也认识什么叫怜悯。
Not only did he understand grace, he understood mercy.
当他问安的时候
，when he was giving his greeting.
当他年轻的时候
，when he was in his younger years.
他写信给哥林多的教会
，he wrote to Corinthians.
或者别的书信
，or other epistles.
他就说愿恩惠平安归于你。
He said, may grace and peace be given to you.
所以一直都说愿恩惠平安归给你。
Grace and peace be given to you.
但是到了最后两封信
in the last two books,
他要寻到了
before he was martyred,
他怎么说呢
what did he say?
不光是恩惠不光是平安
not only grace and peace,
还有怜悯归给你们
but mercy be given to you.
为什么
Why?
到了晚年的时候 他不只认识恩典他也认识什么叫怜悯
not only does he know grace, he knows mercy.
弟兄姊妹
Sisters,
你明白吗
you understand?
现在有一个人
Here there is a person,
好像那个税吏一样
Like、that tax collector,
他捶着胸说：“神啊，你开恩可怜我。”
He beat his breast and said, "Lord, have mercy on me."
这是怜悯，你看见
This is mercy.
有一个人认识怜悯了。
Someone who understood mercy.
恩典和怜悯不同在哪里
？Grace and mercy, what is the difference?
我把我的钱给我的弟弟，这是恩典。
When I give my money to my brother, it's grace.
我把我的钱给马路上的乞丐，这是怜悯。
When I give my money to the beggar of the street, that's mercy.
早期的时候，保罗看见神的恩典何等的大。
In the earlier days, Paul saw God's mercy.
到了晚年的时候
，by his latter years,
他一面看见主的恩典是何等的大。
On the one hand, he saw the greatness of God's grace.
另一面，他看见自己不过是个税吏。
He saw himself as a tax collector.
当初最瞧不起的那个税吏。
That most looked down upon tax collector.
弟兄姊妹
，friends, sisters.
当他说我是罪人中的罪魁，然而蒙了怜悯。
When you say I'm the chiefest of all sinners, but nevertheless receive mercy.
什么意思
？What does it mean?
神啊，我在你面前不过像乞丐一样。
Lord, I'm just but a tax collector.
不错，我得了恩典。
Not only so.
不只得了恩典。
Not only receive.
现在我更经历什么叫怜悯。
Not only receive grace, but receive mercy.
恩典说出给恩典人何等的丰富。
That's what I mean.
恩典是说出给恩典的人是多何等的丰富。
Those who give grace to speak about the person who gives the grace.
当你讲到怜悯的时候
，when we talk about mercy,
不光看见赐恩典的人有何丰富，何等的丰富。
Not only the one who gives the show the abundance of person who gives the mercy.
也给人看见我是何等的败坏。
But also show how wretched is that person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Francis,
现在你明白吗
？You see,
这是保罗一生。
This is Paul's life.
保罗没有得救以前
，before Paul was saved,
是那个法利赛人。
He was the Pharisee.
我不像他们
I'm not like them.
我要逼迫他们
I will persecute them.
感谢主
Oh, thank the Lord.
在大马色的路上
On the road to Damascus.
他遇见主
He met the Lord.
主把他逮到了 Arrested him. 他 once caught, never escaped. 一旦被捉拿再也逃不掉
Once caught, never escaped.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在十字架上做工再做工做工再做工
And the cross repeatedly worked on his life.
到了晚年的时候
In his latter years.
你看见的不是法利赛人
You did not see the Pharisee.
你看见的是那个税吏。
You saw the Pharisee, that tax collector.
你怎么解释保罗一生
？How do you explain Paul's life?
就是那句话。
That phrase.
凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Those who humble themselves will be exalted.
他自高的时候
，When he was exalted,
神用光让他扑倒在大马色的路上。
The Lord used light to cause him to fall down the road to Damascus.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他一直降低，一直降低。
He He humbled and humbled.
保罗的名字本来叫扫罗。
Paul's name was called Saul.
现在叫做保罗。
Now called Paul.
就是小的意思。
It means little.
你明白吗？
You understand?
旧约的扫罗比每一个人都高一个头。
The Saul of the Old Testament was higher, taller than everyone else.
现在他蒙恩得救了。
Now that he was saved.
他变小了。
Now he became little.
慢慢更越来越小了。
He became smaller and smaller.
从使徒中间最小的。
He became the smallest of the smallest.
变成圣徒中间最小的。
He became the least of the saints.
然后不光如此。
Not only so.
居然是在罪人中变成了最快。
He became the chiefest of all sinners.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
你看见这是保罗一生。
This is Paul's whole life.
为什么？
Why?
因为保罗是蒙召进入他的。
Because Paul was called unto the heavenly kingdom.
当保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，
when Paul wrote to First Thessalonica,
不要忘记，
let's not forget,
他也是说他自己的故事。
He spoke the story of his life.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
等到他的晚年，
when he was in his latter years,
最后，这个读到这个帖撒罗尼迦最后的不提摩太最后的一章，
finally the last chapter of Timothy.
他说神要救我进入他的。
God wants to save me into His heavenly, bring me safely to the heavenly.
那个天国在原文是 heavenly kingdom.
Heavenly kingdom.
那就是指着这个天国里面的 heavenly compartment, 就是天国那部分来说的。
And that is the heavenly compartment of the kingdom of heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sister,
现在你明白吗？
You understand?
保罗是个认识国度的人。
Paul is one who understood the kingdom.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是什么叫他谦卑的呢？
What caused him to be humble?
是恩典叫他谦卑。
Grace called him to be humble.
什么叫做谦卑呢？
What
十字架叫他谦卑呢？
The cross caused him to be humble.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹，
so, brother, sister,
谦卑不是低看自己。
Humility is not to look down on yourself.
谦卑乃是不看自己。
Humility is not to see yourself at all.
十字架要做这个工作。
The cross must do this work.
我知道有一种虫叫做百足虫， 有一百只脚 centipede。
Centipede，
你看这个百虫啊，它走起来很快，对不对？有一百只脚。
You know the hundred feet of the centipede, and so it walks quickly.
这个忽然间有一天，他说：“哎，我到底要走哪一？我有一百只脚，我到底要先走哪一只脚
？”And so the centipede asks himself, which feet does he move first?
他一想我要走哪一只脚的时候，
if he were to think of which feet to move first,
他走不动了。
He will be immobile.
他一注意他自己，他就走不动了。
If he looks at himself, he will never move.
一个晚上都不能动。
Cannot move.
一直等太阳出来的时候。
Until the sun comes up,
你看见吗？他看见太阳的光，他就往太阳的方向走。
And so when he sees the sun, he starts to move.
没有一个人会把我们自己放在最后最底下的。
Nobody will put ourselves in the least of all.
你越看你自己，
the more you see yourself,
我们越不容易谦卑的。
Then we cannot be humble.
有的时候你说，哎，我真的很谦卑，其实你是很骄傲的。
Sometimes we see that we are humble, but actually,
因为没有人像你那么谦卑嘛。
Because no one is like you, so.
所以你是最骄傲的人。
So you're the proudest.
弟兄姊妹，
sister,
感谢主，天国就是这样的。
The kingdom of heaven is like that.
弟兄姊妹，主要让我们从最高的升为最低。
The Lord wants us to move from the highest place to the lowest.
但什么时候我们往下走的时候，
Whenever we move downwards,
我们就是往上走。
Actually, we're moving upwards.
我们不喝 Seven Up.
We don't drink Seven Up.
当我们喝 Seven Down 的时候，其实我们是喝了 Seven Up.
When we drink Seven Down, we are indeed drinking Seven Up.
那这个什么呢？这个就是国度的特点。
This is the specialty of the kingdom.
我们再来看一节的圣经，就是马太十九章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 19.
马太十九章。
Matthew 19.
十九章二十九节。
Matthew 19:29.
二十九三十，对不起啊！凡为我的名撇下房屋，或是弟兄姊妹、父母兄弟、母亲儿女、田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。然而有许多在前的，将要在后；在后的，将要在前。
And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake shall receive many times as much and inherit and shall inherit eternal life. For many who are first will be last and the last first.
那么请记得这一节圣经你要明白它，你要用十九章二十章加在一起你才会明白的。
If you want to understand this passage, you must also understand Matthew chapter 20 together.
因为二十章十六节，这样那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后的。
Matthew 20:16 says, "Thus the last shall be first, and the first last."
那我说过，在国度里面，在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
I said earlier that in the kingdom, those who are first will be last, and last first.
许多时候我们说某个弟兄是前面弟兄。
Sometimes we say this brother is a brother in the front.
Advance. 所以他在前面。我们是在后面跟的。
We are following from behind.
但是弟兄姊妹，许多人认为是在前的，其实他是在后的。
Many 哎 ，But actually, brothers, you think that in front actually is back?
你觉得站讲台的人是在前的
？You thought that those who speak are
在教会就做长老、做执事那些在前的
？Those other deacons are in front.
有一天你会吃一惊的。
One day you'll be.
你到天上去，你看见他们其实不在前，是在后的。
When you go to heaven, actually they are the ones at the last.
但那些在后的，结果要在前的。
But those who are last actually in the front.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个也是国度的特点。
This is a uniqueness of the.
你明白吗？所以有一件事我们要记得。
So one thing you must realize.
许多人得救很晚。
Some people will say very late.
他们是在后的。
They are at the back.
但是因着主怜悯他们的缘故。
But because God was gracious to them.
结果他们居然在前。
But they became to the front.
你想想看，尼弟兄写属灵人的时候。尼弟兄写属灵人的时候
when Brother Lee wrote the spiritual man,
他才25岁、
he was only 25 years old.
你想今天25岁的年轻人能做什么
Today, 25 years old young people, what do they do?
你看见吗现在有人能有尼弟兄能够写出属灵人来
Brother Lee could write the spiritual man.
那实在说来啊那个时候他已经快死了
Actually, he was about to die.
他已经没有多少时间了
There was no much time left for him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹如果今天有人有一辈子的时间
Today, if you have a whole life,
他能不能写出属灵人来的
Can he write the book of spiritual man?
所以你还明白吗
You understand?
许多时候我们觉得按照世界上情这个人应该是在前他应该在后的
According to the views of this world, we thought he should be in front.
他只活25年
But he's still 25 years.
现在他要走了
But he was about to
他能对人类有什么贡献呢
What contribution does he give to the world?
一个50岁60岁人他应该在前面的
Someone in the 50 and 60 should be in the front.
但是弟兄姊妹你看你在国度里面不是这样
By the kingdom is not such.
所以你要知道说这刚好和世界上是相反的
So you must see that opposite from the values of the
world. 当然我们如果要仔细明白这一段的话
If you want to carefully understand this,
我们一定要仔细来看19章跟20章
We must see 19 and 20.
那我想我们因着时间我们不讲这两段
Because of time we have no time.
我们要把它留到礼拜二
We want to let it spoke of
Tuesday. 我们早上九点到下午五点钟
9:00 to 5:00.
我们要来看国度的问题。
We will talk about the kingdom.
那那个时候呢？我想我们要回到这两段。
Then we will come to this passage.
那么就一般弟兄姊妹来说
，But for most brothers and sisters,
你知道这是个很重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
就是说，自高的必降为卑。
Those who are exalted will be humble.
然后自卑的必升为高。
Those who are humble will be exalted.
你看，这是属灵的原则。
This is a spiritual principle.
在前的要在后。
Those who are first will be last.
在后的要在前。
Those who are last will be first.
所以弟兄姊妹，很明显，你看一切都是颠倒过来的。
So very clearly, everything is opposite.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
我们看18章第四节。
马太
十八章第四节。
Matthew chapter 18:14.
十八章，哎呀。十八章马太福十八章十四节
Matthew 18:14
不是第四节对不起
verse 4
第四节所以凡自己谦卑像小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的
Whoever then humbles himself as this child he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven
那弟兄姊妹如果你读到这里小孩的时候
you see here a little child,
下面怎么形容这小孩呢
How does it describe the little child about,
第六节凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的倒不如把磨石拴在这人的颈项上
But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble is better for him than a heavy millstone be hung around his neck
第十节你们要小心不可轻看这小子里的一个
See that you do not despise one of these little ones
这个小子在原文是 little ones
Little ones in the original
那我们普通讲小子你普通我们讲小人呢有两个意思
When we talk about little men, little people
一个是指这个道德上他不好所以我们说是小人
Morally speaking, he is little, small man
但这里的原文不是指那个小人说的
But here in the original it's not that
这里的小人乃指着小号的人物来说的
Here is a little
small in size
small in size
你明白吗这些人他是小号都不是高大都不是高大的
they are small in size
你明白吗在天国里面我们以为每个人都是高高大大的
we thought that in the kingdom everyone is big in size
没有
no
因着在天国里面每个人都是小号的
in the kingdom everyone is small in size
所以现在有个问题了
So there's a problem.
如果你是个高头大马的人
，If you are big in stature，
因为小号的人物，他的房子一定是小的。
Because small ones, the house is small.
所以你到日本旅行就很辛苦了。
If you go to Japan, it's difficult.
你知道日本呢？我曾经住在东京住了一年的。
I was in Tokyo 1 year.
因为日本人普通小一点，矮一点。
Because Japanese are smaller.
所以什么东西都小小的。
Everything is small.
那我们住在招待所的时候啊。
When we were staying,
不小心头啊就碰到梁子了。
Careful, you hit the head.
但日本人没有问题啊。
But for Japanese, it's not.
如果美国人更糟糕了。
But for Americans, it's worse.
你如果在这个房子里面住没有几天，东也伤，西也是碰，也是伤啊。
For Americans, they'd be hurt all over.
你知道今天很多人为什么在教会里面不能好好的追求啊
？You know why some people cannot pursue God?
他忘记了教会是天国。
Because they forgot that the church is kingdom.
天国里面的人物都是小人物。
Because everyone's small.
所以天国这个房子是小号人所住的房子。
So it's a house for small ones.
那你太大了。
You're too big.
所以你进到这里就这里碰到，那里也碰到，都是伤啊。
You come into the house, you look yourself everywhere.
你太伟大了。
You're too great.
所以弟兄姊妹，
and so,
你要怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
应该回转像小人物一样。
You must turn around and be a small.
要像小孩子一样。
Like a child.
那这个时候你就能好好过日子。
Then you will live your life properly.
所以弟兄姊妹，
My sisters,
谁是天国里面最大的呢？
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
那个最小的就是最大。
The smallest is the one the greatest.
因为你太大了。
Because you're too big.
所以你不适合在天国里面。
So you're unfit to be in the kingdom.
在世界里你可以打滚。
In the earth, you can.
在
you can beat
the drum. 在世界里面你可以怎么都可以，你很成功的。
You are very successful.
你来的教会你就出问题了。
But when you come to church, you become problem.
因为教会里，你一进到教会里面，
when you come to the church,
一进到天国里面，
enter the kingdom of heaven,
十字架就要把我们缩小了。
Then the cross will make you small.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
谁是最大的，谁就是最小的。
Whoever is greatest is the one who's smallest.
谁是最小的，谁就是最大。
Whoever is smallest will be the greatest.
所以请记得。
So please remember.
这个天国是怎么一回事呢？
What is the kingdom of heaven?
天国就是小人国。
It is a small people kingdom for dwarfs.
对，天国其实就是小人国。
It's a dwarfs kingdom.
中国有一个字叫符号的符。
In Chinese word, there is a 符。
上面是个个，然后这边是寸人，这个不必翻译。所以你知道说，这个个每一个人都是一寸的人。
Everyone is an inch.
所以不要忘记了，国天国就是这样的。
And kingdom heaven is such.
所以当我们读到马太福音十八章的时候。
When we met in chapter 18,
你要看见神怎么主怎么建造他的教会的。
You must see how the Lord builds his church.
他的尺寸是根据天国的尺寸。
His measurement is the measurement of the kingdom of heaven.
所以因为这个缘故
，Because of that,
我们这些伟人、这些大人就要变小了。十字架工作的结果。
We are giants must become little ones.
好了，我想我们的时间已经没有了。
I think our time is up.
总共应该有17个的。
There are 17 of them.
现在我们又多讲了3个，有没有三？哦，现在已经到了第10个了。我们的时间没有了。
No more time.
不过幸好礼拜一晚上还有一次的聚会。
But fortunately, Monday night we have a meeting here.
所以如果主愿意的话，我们希望在那个聚会里把它讲完。
And so on Monday night we will speak the rest.
因为我们这几次的聚会都希望围绕在国度这件事情。
Because our fellowship of these few meetings is around the topic of the kingdom of heaven.
所以但愿主对我们的深处说话。
May the Lord speak to us in our hearts.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，我们感谢你把这些话赏给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you've given us your word.
我们谢谢你，让我们都听见这些话。
Lord, we thank you that we've heard your word.
但愿我们羡慕你在我们身上的工作。
Lord, we wish that we admire that you're working on.
我们求你把我们带到贫穷的地步。
Lord, you bring us to a state of poorness.
带到哀痛的地步。
A state of mourning.
带到温柔的地步。
A state of gentleness.
主啊，这是你的恩典。
Lord, it's your grace.
主啊，什么时候我们升高，什么时候我们升高，你就把我们降卑。
Lord, whenever we exalt ourselves.
什么时候我们自卑，你就叫我们升高。所以我们感谢你，为着这样的国度，叫我们能够有个祷告。但愿我们的行事能够对得起呼召我们的神。我们这样一位神是把我们呼召进入他的国和得他的荣耀。
You are God that bring us blessing to your kingdom and your glory.
但愿你旨意在我们身上成就。
That your will be fulfilled in our lives.
听我们的祷告。
Hear this our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.